Hello, this is Jerry Ochler, and I've had a very sort of rough afternoon. You see, I looked in the mirror this morning as I was brushing my teeth, and I saw that the gap between my two front teeth was a little bigger than I expected it to be. This traumatized me, so I called my therapist. I told him, "Hey, Bill, there's this gap between my two front teeth, and I'm not quite certain what to do with it." Well, Bill, being the kind of therapist that he is, suggested that I go ahead and contact a dentist. But I don't know why I should even go to a dentist. I mean, I saw a dentist about 2 weeks ago, and, you know, the dentist said everything was okay, and I just noticed this gap between my two front teeth. So I'm really not quite certain what to do. I mean, am I going to be a less attractive man because I have this gap between my two front teeth? Will this kind of affect things, I suppose, if, you know, I go for a job interview, if someone draws an impression upon me because of this gap between my two front teeth? So, Bill and I, well, first off, Bill was very kind, and he permitted me to go ahead and meet with him today. On a Friday afternoon, and I was able to hug him. And we hugged for about 5 minutes, and luckily Bill was able to sort of shave that kind of cost off from an hour of therapy. And I was able to, you know, only have to pay him about, I think $15 for that hug. And I felt a little better after hugging Bill. He's a big believer, he's a big believer when you give him a check that hugging is, in fact, a great option. So, I'm sitting here, and I'm now pondering whether I should go ahead and get some graham crackers and milk, and possibly watch some sort of movie starring Adam Sandler. I don't know. You tell me. But I hope that you can all sort of relate to my frustrated major existential crisis, because I'm not certain if I can deal with it. I'm doing the best I can. I am going to go ahead and look at myself in the mirror and accept that gap between my two front teeth and say to myself, "Jerry, you're a really, really good guy. And that gap is part of you." Okay, so Jerry signing off here. Take care. Bye-bye.